Showroom in Anderson. With hundreds of pre-owned vehicles like trucks, sedans, SUVs, and sports cars, Ralph Hayes Toyota will put you in the vehicle you've been looking for. Ralph Hayes has excelled in customer service and customer satisfaction for over 70 years. A family-owned tradition soon to be in its fourth generation. Find your pre-owned vehicle today at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
While others are waiting on furniture and mattress containers to arrive from Asia, Mattress Max Furniture is scouring the U.S. for great quality American-made products. Recliners from Pennsylvania, sofas from Indiana, mattresses from Tennessee, quality wood furniture from Virginia, brought to one location in Spartanburg, South Carolina, for the Mattress Max Furniture Made in America sale.
Mattress Max Furniture will save you money!
Ned here with Grass Nerds. Ever wonder why your neighbor's yard looks better than yours? It doesn't take a college degree to have a weed-free yard. We tailor our custom weed control and fertilization programs to your specific grass type. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Deb Tula here, inviting you to join the incredibly intelligent Queen Ramona and all the Ragers on Wednesday as we start to unveil the Road Rage Right on Time Top 25 for college football. We discuss the 10 best players remaining in the men's NCAA tournament. We review Clemson baseball, and the Atlanta Braves try to get off the snide with Chris Sale on the hill versus the Dodgers. And at least conversation, NFL draft. You know what time it is. Road Rage time from 3 to 7.
Acai Bowl lovers, April 6th is National Acai Bowl Day. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Tropic Rewards members can celebrate with $5 off an acai bowl or acai bowl with Nutella. Not a member yet? Join the party by downloading the app and signing up today. Log into your account on April 6th to redeem your offer for $5 off an acai bowl or acai bowl with Nutella. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Continues out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead. We are going to talk a lot about good decision making today because of the transfer portal. Maybe the Braves swing decisions. We're gonna go down some of those avenues. This hour is brought to you in part by our friends at the Phoenix Center, helping young people make good decisions. You know, one thing that would make the portal better is if the young people were better equipped to make sound decisions. It's a skill that I think it's hard to do alone, like for parents, but parents bear a lot of the responsibility. They can certainly help parents. If you're a coach, a teacher, a pastor, if you have some sort of influence on a young person's life, if you're a vendor that's got a role to play in the development of a young person, you can certainly benefit from the Phoenix Center and from all of the services that they supply. They will give creative ways. They have nice suggestions of ways that they can that they can help you sort of weave the topics of alcohol, drugs, vaping, how to talk to young people about it, just in the course of normal conversation. That's the beauty of the Phoenix Center's approach. They're trying to make it easy on parents and easy on young people as well, so we can have better communities. For more, go to phoenixcenter.org. That's phoenixcenter.org. Check under resources. Did you kill the bug that was on your screen, by the way? I just need to know. Or did it die on its own?
It's one of those stink bug looking things.
I
call them a stink bug. I don't know if that's really what it is.
I feel like I was a little distracted during that read because I felt like I was watching it die. It sort of fell and it may have been concussed. I don't know. But I felt like I was watching it die. So I didn't know if you did that or if some act of God like dropped it from the screen. I don't know. Yeah, we were coming back and Ben goes, ooh, there's a big bug on my screen. And then while I'm doing a read, I see it drop, just like fall on the table, which was that was nice. All right, 654 Roar is the number, 654-7627. You know, I share your belief on young people with the transfer portal. Now, let me say what I'm not about. I'm not telling you that we need guardrails to protect college students from bad choices. That's not what I'm saying, okay? I think part of college is making decisions with information and learning from the decisions you make that are bad, whether it's relational decisions, whether it's like bad choices about substances or bad choices about classes or majors or whatever. I believe in using college to learn. Now, I don't believe in letting people ruin their lives, okay? And I don't think the transfer portal is necessarily ruining lives. But I do think there are decisions that we make in college that have ramifications down the line that we don't see until later. And there's no way to protect every college student from all of the long-term ramifications of those decisions.
Right.
So I want to say that up front. Like, I am not for, because I believe and you believe and I think a lot of people believe that there are young people who are getting into transfer portal right now and who are chasing the most money they can get right now or chasing something else that's not related to money where a check comes along with that right now, that they are chasing that in a different place all the time, that there are long-term ramifications where that can hurt them. I am not saying we need to take that off the table for them. I actually think it's probably an okay thing that we put that on the table for young people and say, let's make some well-rounded decisions.
Yeah. Let's take it off the student, off the young people for a minute.
Okay.
And follow me here. It won't be hard. If you woke up tomorrow, Kwok, and won the lottery, Would you accept the money?
Yes, I would.
If I told you that some sources say 70% of major lottery winners file bankruptcy later in life, would you still take the money?
Yes.
We all would, right?
That's right.
And that is a according to the American Bankruptcy Institute, that is a real. That is indeed a true statement.
If I won more, that stat would be better.
Now I don't know what doesn't go for somebody who wins $10,000.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the threshold is. You know what the cutoff is. They say, you know, significant lottery winnings, 70% file bankruptcy later in life. These are adults most of the time. I mean, these are people who know better. Supposedly.
Right.
And still do it. Because you win the lottery, you get used to that way of life, the money runs out, and you don't know what to do. And I am preaching to the choir when I say this. The majority of us, I believe, are not disciplined enough to control ourselves and think about it 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. So, listen, that's not a young person problem. I'm not piling on young people. But I mean, that's an everybody
problem.
That's
a good point.
Think about that, though, with what I just said. We have kids right now that are winning the lottery. And I don't, again, we just said we would accept the money. I would. Somebody wants to offer my son $500,000, $1 million to play an amateur sport and give him a free education at the same time, and he's not even 21 yet? Sign me up for that, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We have hundreds of young people winning the lottery every day right now, though. And I think it is fair to worry about that when you're out of college and, you know, you go to college for 5 years, you milk that thing as long as you could, as you should. You're the $400,000 a year player that might be able to play overseas, but, you know, it's going to come to an end pretty quick. So you get out of college, you live the good life for a couple of years. I'm in no hurry to enter the workforce. And that money keeps dwindling and keeps dwindling. Then all of a sudden, hey, I'm working at X company at what is considered a really good starting salary at $50,000 a year, at $60,000 a year. And I've got to adjust to living on $3,000 or $4,000 a month rather than, and I've got all these bills rather than what I did in college. That is tough for anyone. I've got somebody really close to me right now that's about to change jobs, and his bring home is going to be about cut in half. And we've had those discussions about, hey, you're going to be a lot happier, and that's going to be a lot happier with your job. And that is important. It's really important. But at the same time, we've got to recognize that there's going to be a lifestyle adjustment that is about to take place for you. And I truly worry about that, not out of jealousy or, you know, envious that you're making that money and we're not. I truly worry about that with this group of kids that are coming through athletics right now.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that. I mean, I think the ramifications are not felt right now. But to your point,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me say, okay. But I'll go back to what I said to begin with. If I know how many people file bankruptcy winning the lottery, and if I won the lottery today, I'm taking that money. Give me the lump sum, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the lump sum. We're all doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
70% of us are going to fail. Is it fair to assume the odds of that are even higher for a younger person?
Yes. Because you're talking about young people winning the lottery, but the people who win the lottery are getting, like, tons and tons and tons more money than these players are.
Yeah.
So if it runs out for them, it's going to run out for these young people even that much quicker.
Right.
And here's the other part. I mean, not only NIL, by the way, is just a check. Like, Carson Beck, we kind of made fun of Carson Beck. Well, I did. I won't lump you into that. I was reckless that day. But I did make fun of Carson Beck having fancy cars in Miami and not having them secured. Like, I mean, it just... You're an idiot. I think you should probably secure your cars a little better if you're gonna have a super nice car. In fact, I heard someone say that, like, they wonder if a quarterback that drives around the kind of cars that Carson Beck drives around can actually be an effective leader of a football team. Like, I actually did hear that from, like, I'm not exactly non-biased, but like an unbiased commentator of college football that was like, there are people wondering, like, in the NFL. What does this say about his leadership that he feels the need to have these nice things, but he's not known as like a down-to-earth locker room guy?
See, for me, that's maybe taking it a bit too far.
Right, sure.
That enough said. To me, that's taking it too far.
Right, so that's why I said, like, I'm not putting you in that because I was very reckless that day. But my point bringing that up is, like, you do have guys who are getting very wealthy. I mean, relative to where they were, they're very wealthy right now. And in order to accumulate that wealth, though, there is a cost. And the cost are things that society would say is important, but things that we don't dwell on. Because most of the time, these decisions, we boil down to dollars and cents. Like, for example, a caller, I believe it was Kevin, that called Faxon and John. They were talking about Meechie Johnson and said, what is the difference between Meechie Johnson and R.J. Godfrey, who is presumed to be coming back to Clemson? Meechie Johnson bouncing year over year between Ohio State, South Carolina, Ohio State, and then back to South Carolina. This is my response. The difference is that Meechie Johnson is searching for something, okay? Now, he's going back to comfortable places, but he's searching for something, whether it's more money, whether it's a staff that cares about him or whatever. He is searching for something in a different place all the time. R.J. Godfrey went to Georgia, and clearly something wasn't right there. He didn't play as much. He started, but he didn't play as much as he thought. He didn't score as much as he thought. In fact, he was more productive. If you look at it, he was more productive or as productive pretty much across the board at Clemson as a bench player than he was at Georgia as an alleged starter. Mm-hmm. R.J. Godfrey is coming back to a place where there was investment. And I would compare that. That is something that actually is everywhere in our society. We like Suits. I haven't gotten to the end of Suits, but in my time watching Suits, multiple characters have left the company to do other things. Guess what? They haven't left the cast. Why? Because they're going to come back. Are they coming back because the check is bigger? No. They're coming back to a place where people invested in them and they invested in the place. So they realize for whatever reason they left and however they left, whatever, either the place decided we need that person or the person decided we need that place. And so they're coming back to a place where there has been investment beyond just a check. There's personal development and growth happening where you were. And a lot of us, like, I'm blessed that I've worked for the same company since 2011. I've been here almost 15 years, okay? In fact, I have been here. This will be my 15th year. And, like, there's been a lot of this company, the Roar, has Burn Acquisition, has invested in me, and I've invested in the company. And so if I left for something else, there's a great chance that I'm not finding that same level of investment, and I would want that. I want to be a part of an environment like that because that makes us better as people. The Michael Scott Paper Company lasted like 4 episodes. And Dunder Mifflin decided they needed Michael Scott because there was mutual investment. And Michael Scott decided that they needed Dunder Mifflin for different reasons. These are things that are glorified in our society. You go off and do your own thing because you're trying to see if the grass is greener, and it's not, so you come back. You're not constantly chasing different greener grass. And I think the problem with the portal is not necessarily the movement. It's who is investing in what. Like, you're talking about young people, and I'm going to use Dell Jones as an example here. Dell Jones is about to play for his 5th school in 5 years, okay, in the portal. If he does that 2 more times, that would be 7 schools in 7 years. When he applies for a job in something other than sports, which will happen one day, don't you think that's going to come up in a job interview?
Texter, and I just responded to it, said we're going to bring this up. Texter had just sent us this note. Says, let's say you're a hiring manager, which I am, and I interview 2 candidates who happen to also be former college athletes. They're equal in every way except one changed schools 3 times and one wrote it out, good and bad, for 4 years at one school. Who do I hire? I'm going with the one who wrote it out.
See, and that's my point. Like, I'm not saying the NCAA and these schools do not have to be the ones to teach this to young people, but young people should be told by somebody that it's important to have this skill. And I'm a little worried that young people are not being taught that it's important to have this skill because people are trying to make the most money or do the most of whatever they can so fast that it sacrifices the ability to be to have a normal job when you're 30.
Yeah, and again, I'm not using this as a reason to not have NIL and not pay players. And some people have, you know, some people have said, well, we shouldn't pay them because they have to pay taxes. That's crazy. You're not going to make money because you don't want to pay taxes on it. That's I don't
That's like, don't go on the prices, right? Because you got to pay tax on the car. Like, I'll gladly take the car, please.
But I'm just pointing out, I think, what is a legitimate concern. And, you know, maybe this is something the NCAA could build in terms of financial literacy and things like that. They could build this in to requirements, and I don't think that's something that they could be taken to court on. So it means they're not going to lose that in court. It'd be the first time in a long time. You know, and a texter earlier said, you know, Paul Journey does a good job of preparing. Absolutely they do. And other schools do that too. You know, so I don't want to pretend like it's, you know, I'm sure these conversations are being had at various levels with your players. I hope they are. But I also hope that there are higher ups who are in a position that could force change that are thinking about some of these things. Because, you know, coaches and schools say we love these players. We love them like kids. I hope that we're educating them like they're our kids.
I don't think, and I want to say this, I don't think that we should force players into this, but I do think we could incentivize players, to your point on the NCAA. We could be passionate about creating a system that incentivizes players to lean into the growth and development that they need. While not making $0, I'm not trying to rob you blind, take away your earning potential. That's not what I'm about. That's not what we're about. But what can we do to incentivize somebody to stay where they are? Football is happening a lot where the market's actually doing this. Let's take a break. 654 Roar is the number. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the Roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square.
Tune in to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Discover retirement planning techniques you need to know.
There are better ways to do this. I love Wall Street, but trying to beat the market is not it. Get out of the idea that you're a trader and become a long-term investor.
Tune in to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. Sundays at 8 a.m. right here on WCCP.
Hey, this is Jason with AutoWorks. Why does it seem so hard to buy a car these days? Car prices are up and the banks don't seem to be getting any easier to work with. At AutoWorks, we are changing that. We have upfront online approvals and even electronic signing to have everything finalized before you come to the dealership. Come test drive the vehicle and we can have you on your way in as little as 15 minutes. We can even deliver the car to you free of charge. Nobody wants to spend hours sitting around a dealership. Visit AutoWorksSC.com and click the Fast app to get started with your no-credit check approval.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them. Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Now is the time to get your porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint, Summer Classics, Brizesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. Take advantage of special seasonal prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Delivery and setup is always available at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Every child deserves a safe, loving home, and you could be the one to provide it. Connections Foster Care, a program of New Foundations Home for Children, is dedicated to connecting compassionate families with children in need of stability and support. Make a lasting impact on a child's life while experiencing the rewards of providing love and reinforcement. Join us in creating a brighter future, one child at a time. Visit newfoundationshomeforchildren.com or call 864-642-7847 to learn how you can make a difference.
It's baseball season.
Canuck lines and the 1-2, called strike three, got him looking.
Get in at 654 Roar to talk all things Clemson baseball. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. 654 Roar is the number on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line, 654-7627. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Underdog. I told you I played Underdog, and I was this close to a big payout last night. I got a little payout, but I was really close to a big payout last night. In the Dodgers-Braves game, you can play Underdog as well, and I would encourage you to do that. Playing Underdog with baseball is really fun. You can play live when games go live. In fact, the Reds are live right now, and I've just looked at a couple numbers that are quite enticing. I would never do it during the show, but you know, the next break, we might be investors. We'll see. You can choose whether a play is going to go higher or lower on any of these, like strikeouts, home runs, hits. All kinds of great stuff. You can create entries with all baseball picks or mix and match for as little as $1. Download the Underdog app. Do it now. Sign up using the promo code OOB to unlock a special offer up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code OOB. Claim that special offer today and get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18+ and present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. You know, one other thing with the NIL stuff, I think the market is going to sort of self-regulate here to a certain degree. And I was talking to Kelly Gramlich about this last night, because in the women's game, there are like almost 1,200 players in the portal. There are more women's players in the portal than men's players, which, if it's all about money, doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? After all, you've got more institutional money that's going to players in men's basketball, and you've likely got more raised money.
You do on the women. I think the women's reasoning might be a little different than the men's, though, because there's a lot of women's programs that are still not going to get any of the institutional money.
That's right. That's a good point.
And they know that there's other schools that are going to have it. So, you know.
The SEC has a mandated 5%, by the way.
Do they really?
They have a mandated 5% for women's basketball. So they are big spenders relative
that's
to everybody
high,
else.
That's high, actually.
That's pretty high.
I mean,
high.
I think that's going to be above the average.
I mean, think about it. That's a $1 million roster. Before anything you raise, it's $1 million.
Yeah. Many schools are doing it based on the revenue that's generated. And, you know, with a few exceptions – women's basketball doesn't generate revenue.
So here's what I think is happening. You have a large pool of money that's currently unaccounted for that's just sitting out there. And you have lots of players because, as we talk about, there is no incentive to stay where you are financially unless you're getting like a market value. Unless somebody is telling you, yeah, the gravy train's good here, better than it will be somewhere else. So you have an Olivia Miles situation. I still think there's probably more to the story at Notre Dame than just Olivia Miles chasing a bag. I now have some reason to believe that that might be the case based on a number of conversations I've had in the last 12 hours or so, 24 hours on that situation. But nevertheless, Tania Latson from Florida State is in the portal. She is being courted by everybody under the sun. The point I'm making is that there's this big pool of money, and why wouldn't you see if you can get a little piece? Now, the fact of the matter is that not everybody is going to get a piece of the money. And so if you're Sean Poppy at Clemson, for example, who committed a transfer from Georgia Tech that I'm very fond of, that has 2 years to play earlier today, Ruzne, I believe is how you say her name, Augustinaitis. I know that one.
Look at you off over there. I did want to tell you this. You quote tweeted that.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see who the player was. And however it is you had it worded, my mind said, oh, my gosh, Nathan George just signed at Clemson. And then I read it, and I'm happy for Sean Poppy, but I admittedly was a little disappointed.
You know, it's fine. She averaged over 10 a game and shot like 37% from three last year. And then this year she didn't take nearly as many shots. She kind of came off the bench, didn't take nearly as many shots. And so her usage went way down. She's a little bit of a loose cannon, but an energy giver if funneled the right way. Like, I'm a big fan. She's got a massive green light. She's a tough shot maker. She's a creator. She's 6 feet tall. So that gives Sean Poppy a bunch of tools. My point in saying that is Sean Poppy might not be able to sign at the top of the market right now. Like, Donovan Dent went to UCLA for $3 million. $3 million. That's a 20-point-a-game guy in New Mexico making $3 million for UCLA. So you've got the top of the market that's just now getting settled. But here's what's going to happen. When those guys sign, the available money sort of runs out. It's like what happens in Major League Baseball right now. In Major League Baseball, you have the market basically waiting on all the big-ticket free agents to sign their massive, massive, massive deals so that the rest of the players can get like 1 or 2 year deals at essentially reasonable prices. And I do think some of the rumor mill now and some of the angst right now in NIL and some of the reason people are in is because there's a lot of money to be had. But it's my contention that the vast, vast, vast majority of people that get in are going to see the amount of money dry up before they see a cent of it. And so then you have sort of the mid-level programs in the market or the low-level programs in the market who you had people thinking they were going to get a payday that end up not having money the places they thought they were going to have money or not having roster space the places where they thought, where now they're going to have to take a little bit of a pay cut or they're going to have to check their ego. They're going to have to do some of that. On both the men's and women's side, I think that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, someone in the business did tell me that we are seeing so many portal people this year, big money portal people, because everybody feels it will be regulated in some way next year, and this is the last opportunity to really spend. So, but think if that is true, think about that for a moment. People who are paying these salaries are actually trying to get in quickly so they can pay the salaries. I mean, they are wanting to do this.
Yes.
If I'm a, see, and I think about that the other way around. If I'm a wealthy donor and I keep being asked for money, I can't wait for them to regulate this so that I'll stop being asked for so much money.
You'll probably still be asked for some because that'll still be the differentiator. But to your point, it won't be the whole ball game like it is right now. It won't be the whole ball of wax. Speaking of portal, we do have some breaking news regarding a Clemson transfer portal player. Breaking tonight, 6'10 former Tiger finds a home in the Sunshine State. NBC News correspondent Brian Williams has the story from Tallahassee. Chauncey Wiggins going to Florida State, Ben.
Is that so?
Florida State.
Yes. How about that? Well, good for Chauncey.
Your thoughts on that, first blush?
You know, good for Chauncey. I don't really have any thoughts on that, honestly.
Isn't that exactly, and I know Leonard's not there. That's a classic Leonard. Who's the longest arm player in the portal? Let's go get him.
Well, that is a very Florida State-esque thing to do, yes.
Can we play a seven-footer at the two? Let's
find
out.
Tall, lanky with long arms. Yes, Florida State.
So you can take the Luke Laux, you can take the Leonard Hamilton out of Florida State, but you can't take the Leonard Hamilton out of Luke Laux. That's kind of what I'm saying. So Clemson gets to play against him, you know, one or more times next year.
Well, good. Well, at least we'll get to see him a couple times. So, okay.
You know, I actually think this is good. If you think about it, I don't know why I was thinking about Chauncey today. I was thinking a lot about Chauncey today and about his fit and how one of the reasons that it felt like a good time for a divorce between he and Clemson is, do you remember how comfortable he looked at the front of that press?
Yes.
Late in the year?
Mm-hmm.
You could argue...
He's good at that.
That is as comfortable as he has looked in any role since he's been at Clemson. You could argue that.
Well, you're 6'10 with long arms. That's, press is your friend.
So what is Florida State? Now, they don't full court press all the time. But I would imagine if you're going after Chauncey Wiggins, you're turning on that tape and seeing how Clemson press, and you're going, especially a first-year coach like Luke Laux,
mm-hmm.
you're going, I'm putting a 2-2-1-1 in. Or a 1-2-2-1-1, or a 1-2-2 trapping press in. I'm gonna just make the math work. We're gonna play seven guys on defense.
You know, Florida State this past year could have played seven on defense, and they would have still lost.
Correct.
So there you go.
That's correct. I was thinking that coming in here. Maybe I should say this on air, and then he picks Florida State. He should go to a place where he can be used that way. Because at Clemson, regardless of how you feel about it, they're not going to play that way. Brad Brownell doesn't believe in it. They don't really have the players for it. They don't have the depth for it. They don't have a team right now. They're not going to play that way. Pressing and trapping and doing those things. So for Chauncey Wiggins, this is a good opportunity to play a little more pressure. Go to a place that's very comfortable utilizing length and size on the wing and on the perimeter. I think it's good for him. And good for Florida State, too. I wish him the best. Like 27 games next year.
He, I don't believe, has ever lost to Florida State. So.
And you know what? He's not going to next year.
That's right.
I wouldn't think so. Texter says from the 864, is it going to be weird for Wiggins dapping up an entire new Clemson team next year? No. Once again, let me just point out, these players are, and I'm gonna way typecast, okay? This is borderline irresponsible, way type. These players are totally comfortable with brand new team, brand new circumstance, brand new. Think about the number of times Brad Brownell has said, you know, losing doesn't like kill people like it used to. Because you just go play in another game on another team. That's what people do. Like, I think for those of us who aren't young or aren't parents that are that age who are playing in those circles, I don't think we fully comprehend how okay the young players are with all of this.
Yeah, we think about ourselves and how that would affect us, but you know, that's one thing that the players are educated on. Chauncey knows he's going someplace where he doesn't know anybody. You know, the way basketball works, chances are he does know people there. So, I mean, he knows that he's moving. He knows that it's going to be a new team, new coach, new players, and he's okay with that.
Let me tell you about Ingles. I'm glad that Ingles is not in the portal. Low prices, love the savings. I need travel size contact solution. I can get it at Ingles. My wife also said we're out of spinach. Guess what? Ingles. I now have a reason to go. She now has a reason to tell me to go. Guess where I'm going after the show? Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Also, gas prices are up. Not at Ingles, where they're still cheaper than wherever you got gas today that wasn't Ingles.